Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Well, Pastor Bangai Moyo, good afternoon to you. Welcome back and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon and how are you today?
I've got a bit of a flu, Fundisi, but I'm not complaining. I'm just letting you know so that you don't feel like, oh, what is wrong with him when I keep on sneezing and coughing in your ear. Please forgive me in advance, Mfundisi.
No, it's okay. I understand that. I'm praying for you. You'll be fine.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I receive him when you say the name. I receive that healing. So today we're talking about the addiction trap. Eh? Everyone tends to see it differently. But ever find yourself reaching for your phone, even when you just checked it a minute ago? Social media is designed to do just that. It makes it easy to get hooked. And many of us don't realize we are hooked, we are addicted. And perhaps we need to talk about that addiction first and foremost to define what that is. Mbonis, do you agree? Do you concede to the fact that perhaps social media can be addictive? And when people do these things, reaching for their phones and living and staying and keep on checking their statuses and posts, they're addicted. Do you think social media can be addictive?
All right. Thank you so much for the presentation. Maybe let us have a word of prayer as we begin our presentation. But then, even we thank you for the privilege that you have given us live this afternoon as we delve into our presentation. We pray that may you intervene. In your name, just pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so our focus for today, we are looking at the addiction trap. Why is it so hard to log off? Maybe to begin with, let us try to define what social media is. Okay, so this is a digital technology that allows the sharing of ideas and information, including text, visual, through virtual networks and, of course, communities. And so I'm going to explain as why do you think social media is so addictive and what elements keeps us coming back. I have been
I'll give you that question after, but I just need us to establish if there is legitimacy to the claim that social media is addictive.
Yeah, social media is so addictive. Actually, I was once also an addict of social media, but due to the measurement that I had to undergo, I found myself to be relieved from that. So I agree with the statement of saying the social media is so addictive.
Has it ever been confirmed as an addiction, or is this something that we use as a hide? We hide behind it being an addiction. Is there any community of psychologists, any journal that has confirmed social media to be an addiction or addictive?
I can say, according to some research that I've made, actually, we can prove to say social media is so addictive. Because looking at the people who are addicted in terms of social media, the kind of a lifestyle that they live, it is evidence that social media is addictive.
So we want to share with us that evidence?
Yes. According to the small research that I was trying to make, it says social media platforms employ features designed to cultivate attention, such as notifications, likes, and endless scoring. These are elements that releasing the dopamine and creating a cycle of instant gratification. You know, so you find that maybe your brain is affected because of what you've been following on the social media. You know, there are a lot of vices that people post on social media that makes people to be spoiled.
I was hoping you'd share with us the evidence you're saying exists in Funis, but I won't belabor that point. Let's then get to the question you wanted to address. Why do you think social media is so addictive?
Yeah, so I have mentioned earlier on already, you find that sometimes when you leave your phone, maybe your data on, because of the notifications that will be coming each and every time, you would want to actually to know what is going through. Always you think as if there's new information that you are missing out, and always you just want to be there following what is happening on the social media. And so if you are not following what is happening on the social media, you feel like you are behind of what is happening around the world. So
Right.
it makes you to leave important things that you are supposed to do at that particular time, and you just concentrate on such a particular social media.
So what can we do, Mfundisi? Give us strategies to help us manage this social media usage.
All right. When we look at the strategies that we can use to manage social media usage, there's one point that I've just taken note of. We were setting specific time limits, employing apps that track and restrict usage, having designated social media free time or zones, and engaging in alternative activities that can be effective strategies. So sometimes you need to make yourself busy. When you see, if you find that, if you notice that you cannot manage to overcome such an addiction, you can remove even the apps of social media in your phone so that you can help yourself.
Right.
And the other thing that you can do is you need to make yourself busy. There are a lot of activities that you can do, like reading books, maybe going out for a walk. Yeah, so that can also help you to reduce the addiction of
Right,
social media.
right, right, right. And the idea of recognizing it, Mfundisi, some people deny it. You would have a conversation with a person who would then say, I don't believe there's such thing as social media addiction. And as such, they don't solve the problem. And we have seen businesses fall. We've seen personalities crash. We've seen marriages fall because people are, in actual fact, addicted. They may not have seen the research, but they are addicted and they don't recognize that they are addicted. So, talk to us about the idea of first acknowledging that you have a problem. How can recognizing our habits lead to a healthier relationship with technology and phones?
All right, that's a very important question that we need to consider so much. Especially youths, this generation that we have this time, they are so much spoiled because the parents, they have even failed to control their children because of social media. They would use social media in different ways, especially the youth that we have this time. They find a lot of vices on social media. Even their lifestyle, they change, all right? Even the videos that they watch, which are not good, and they would want to practice what they watch on social media in real life, all right? And that has affected a lot of people, especially when it comes to spiritual things. Because social media, it actually drains spiritually. Because sometimes you can find even people who are in church, they are busy on social media. Meanwhile, the pastor is
Hey,
preaching, but people are busy on social media.
Buddhist.
Right?
And some people go on to when they are talking, you can hear the language when somebody is speaking. They're no longer talking scripture. They're talking social media language. Even the things that
Yes.
they say, it's just this nonsense that is put out there by people on their posts. You hear sermons sometimes, sermons, you realize this is not a biblical-based sermon. It's a social media post there. Somebody put it out there, now you're making it a sermon? It's a problem, Funis, and I really hope people would recognize and accept it. Final question, Funis, and I'll let you go. Can we become more mindful users of social media? And if so, how do we do that? How do we make sure that while we are using social media, but we are mindful of it, we are very circumspect, we are moderate, and we are doing it in a healthy way?
Yes, mindfulness can be achieved by reflecting on our usage of social media, especially curating our feeds for positivity or engaging with content intentionally and taking regular breaks to assess how social media affects our mood and also our well-being.
Okay, all
All
right.
right, because Actually, we're going to look at what the explanation of this same particular question as we go throughout our week,
yeah.
as we'll be discussing. Because sometimes social media can be beneficial if it okay. is used in a positive way.
Right, right. Like right, now, Mfundisi, yeah. right now I'm talking to you using social media and WhatsApp. Yeah. So it's beneficial in this context.
It can be a powerful tool for evangelism.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree with you, Mfundisi.
So if you misuse it,
right.
it can use you as well.
Right, right. Whoa. Whoa. That's, whoa. Okay, okay. That's a nice parting shot.
You just know that you have serious consequences in
right,
your life.
Right, right.
Because your brain can be damaged. Even at night, you find that even your sleep is affected.
Right.
So many other things, right?
Absolutely. If you abuse
so
it.
So we need to be mindful of how we use social media.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
can help us or it can destroy us.
Absolutely. I want the, this so thought
these,
that you said.
These are also actually the traps that the devil is using
yeah.
to actually trap many Christians.
Right, right, right.
As
yeah.
I have indicated earlier on to say, even in church sometimes people, they don't even pay attention to the activities that are happening in church.
Right, right.
Those are always on social media.
Pastor William Mfundisi, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Looking forward to our conversation tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Father Mfundisi.
Thank you so much. The best is well.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Pastor Bengaye Moyo talking to us on our Daily Focus today. Let's do it again tomorrow.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.